The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents Urban Scope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
The Urban Development Corporation is serving as technical managers and designer for the Otarius Redevelopment Project. We give you an update on the initiative in this week's program. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Stay with us. The Otarius Redevelopment Project began in December 2013 and is expected to improve the aesthetics of the popular resort town, making it more appealing for both local residents and overseas visitors. The project is being funded by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the TEF, and the Port Authority of Jamaica, with the major partners being the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, and the Urban Development Corporation, the UDC. The UDC will provide detailed designs and will act as overall project manager for the Otarius Redevelopment Project.
We have started a segment of the project which we titled the Turtle River Project, which focuses on the Turtle River Road, the cruise ship terminal, and the facilities. Today, we have completed the Turtle River Road. What that project entailed was a major reconstruction of the road running from the pier to the main street, and also to construct a pedestrian-friendly walk path.
The project is slated to be completed by October.
What we have left to be done is the renovation of the facilities over by the pier and also reconstructing the bus terminals.
Clerk of Works at the UDC, Kemar Morris. The parking area will be improved to make the passenger dispatch process more efficient and pleasant. The finger pair from the berth to the terminal building will also be improved. This first phase of the project is slated to cost $400 million. On another matter of improving infrastructure, Sabina Park in Kingston has been named as one of the venues for the Caribbean Premier League CPL cricket tournament, which starts in July. The event will see a number of night matches being played, prompting the need for adequate lighting at the venue. True to its mandate of making development happen, the UDC has stepped in to manage the installation of not one, but four lighting towers at the Test Cricket Ground. The corporation is managing the project on behalf of the Government of Jamaica and Sabina Park Holdings Limited. The Tourism Enhancement Fund, the TEF, and Gentech Consultants have partnered with the UDC to ensure that a number of key milestones in the project are met. These include preliminary works such as geotechnical study, excavations, the delivery of imported electrical material and equipment, completion of mast foundations, and the installation, testing, and commissioning of mast and towers. The US $3.2 million project is being funded by the governments of India and Jamaica. It will see the design, fabrication, and installation of international standard lighting towers to illuminate the Sabina Park cricket field. The four-month contract commenced April 1 and is expected to be completed and handed over by July 25. Now to our Did You Know feature. Did you know that the UDC, through the St. Anne Development Company, SADCO, manages several attractions in St. Anne? These include the Green Grotto Caves and Attractions, Duns River Falls and Park, and the Otarius Bay Beach. To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 922-831-024 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston. That's it for this week's Urban Scope. I am Camilla Guthrie.
Making development happen, UDC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.